Now, by obeying the rules, obeying the rules, obeying the rules, you don't have the opportunity to develop as an individual. Now, this is a point that I think is terribly important. What is, now let's just think of this psychologically for a moment. What is the function of ego, I? There are two aspects. One is, I want. That's the simple childlike ego. And this is countered in the nursery by thou shalt. The child wants, but mama and daddy know better. Thou shalt. In a traditional culture, the goal is to go from I want to thou shalt, to represent the local thou shalt system. That's not our ideal. Our ideal is that the little growing individual should develop his own judgment, that he should become a self-responsible, judging individual and control his own I want by his own matured judgments as to what is proper for himself, for his friends, for his country, for his world. That is to say, we ask the individual to develop a creative, critical, self-responsible personality. Billy, do you want ice cream or cake? Do you want chocolate or vanilla? Make up your mind. Johnny, do you want to marry Susan or Betty? Make up your mind. Not so in the Orient. Chocolate ice cream. Betty, and you never saw her before. There is absolutely no development of the critical personality. The person is, the ideal is that there's nobody there, but that the tradition is coming through without alteration. Now, this living of your duty is called dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A. That is the key word of Hinduism. And this word means duty. It is from a Sanskrit root, dhri, D-H-R-I, dhri, is the way it's usually written. That word means to support. Your duty, and by performing your duty, you support the universe. The universe is alive. The sun performs its duty. The moon performs its duty. The mice perform their duty. The cats perform theirs. The Brahmins perform theirs. The Shudras perform theirs. And by this, everyone performing his duty, the universe is held in form. And by performing your duty, you hold the universe in form. The word for truth is satya, S-A-T-Y-A. Perhaps you remember Gandhi's satyagraha. Graha means gripping, holding to truth. That word satya comes from a Sanskrit root sat, S-A-T, which means to be. A person who performs his duty is something. Sat, he is. The feminine participle of sat is sati, the wife who burns herself to death on her husband's funeral pyre. The wife who burns herself to death on her husband's funeral pyre is a wife. The Indians don't say commits sati. The Indians say becomes sati, becomes something. The person who does not perform his duty is asat, nothing. You achieve your character by doing as you're told, not by deciding what you want to do or what you think would be proper to do. Now, I think it can be said that all of Indian life is an act of sati.